to Atlanta in a race drawing a lot of attention. There's a huge field, 14 candidates vying to succeed Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. And it comes as the city is at a crossroads. For decades, Atlanta was known as the South's Black Mecca because of its concentration of Black economic and political power. But it's becoming more white, and one white neighborhood wants to secede from the city because of rising crime. Lisa Raham hosts Morning Edition and the Political Breakfast podcast at WABE in Atlanta. So, Lisa, Atlanta now 47% Black, the first time since the 60s that it hasn't been majority African-American. So are Atlantans maybe paying more attention to this race?
Oh, for sure, Robin. Great to be here, especially since the election day is tomorrow. That hasn't been the case always, though. That was indicated with early voting. Turnout was considered fairly low, but now you have your top five contenders stumping fiercely, as you can imagine, this past weekend. The TV ads are in full bloom, and Black Atlanta is mobilizing, just like it always has done during election time. You have leaders like Ambassador Andrew Young, a former mayor, state senators, high-profile athletes, all African-Americans who are trying to rally the troops by endorsing the various candidates. Who are they talking about at this point? Well, an audience of undecideds. That's what's important. About 40% undecideds now. And a large swath of those undecideds are people of color. So the pool of candidates are mainly Democrats. And Democrats, as you know, tend to benefit when people of color go to the polls. So that's where the focus is today.
Right. Well, and two of those candidates are pretty much tied at the top of the polls. Both are Black. City Council President Felicia Moore, former Mayor Kasim Reed, who's been dogged by a corruption investigation of his aides when he was mayor. Has this race become personal?
Oh, my goodness. It has been personal from the start because you have several people in the Reed regime, the old regime, who have been indicted for various crimes. So the perception remains that you had to have been aware of something that was happening there. And they're holding him accountable for that. Some aren't.
Yeah.
But Reed has never been charged and tells the press at every opportunity that every Black male that has served as mayor of the city has been under some kind of federal investigation that was not warranted. Moore and Reed have a deeper history, though. Moore was on the council when Reed was mayor, and they were at odds on a number of issues, including crime and affordable housing. Both went into this campaign saying they wanted to take the high road, but both have jabbed each other here and there.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to jump in and say both are also seeming to address what seems to be a concern of white voters in Atlanta, seizing on a rise in violent crime. And both are saying that they're the candidate that will address it. Are voters hearing the differences? Do they see this mayor's race as a referendum on crime?
They do. They see it as a referendum on crime and policing, two issues that are very, very important to the city of Atlanta. Crime as a whole, but policing for people of color especially. Every single candidate will tell you that more needs to be done to combat rising crime in the city. But people of color will tell you more needs to be done to fortify the police department, to train the officers so that they are more part of community and not on the opposite side of community. But again, the question is, are the undecided it's hearing that.
Yeah.
The NAACP recently rebuked Reed last week, and that made the water a little murkier. And although the national NAACP called for a retraction, it left a lot of voters here a little bewildered and confused and kind of tired of the whole thing, especially since crime is on their minds.
Right. Well, and then just in the minute we have, there's this other storyline, a petition to the state legislature from the largely white Buckhead neighborhood to secede from Atlanta. It's being called Buckset. What does this tell you briefly?
Well, it tells you that the city of Atlanta is in a crisis. The Buckhead city issue has been the topic of every candidate forum and debate. And the majority of candidates, Reed and Moore included, believe Buckhead should remain where it is, an extension of Atlanta and not its own entity. But it tells everyone that the rise in crime is not just a Buckhead problem. It's a citywide problem. And what happened in Buckhead to spark this has happened across the city for years and years and years. And it took this to happen in an influential area to make it a statewide concern.
Yeah. Lisa Raham hosts Morning Edition and the Political Breakfast podcast at WABE in Atlanta. Lisa, we will be watching along with you the mayor's race there in Atlanta tomorrow. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.